At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At this point, is it more likely that Trey Hendrickson is a Bengal or that he gets traded?
I think it's more likely he's a Bengal because I think we're so far along into the offseason that for another team to trade for him, it wouldn't be easy. But if we go back, we saw Khalil Mack traded in September. So teams make space for great players. And Trey Hendrickson is a great player. It's in both sides' best interest to get this done. But these two sides have struggled to get it done. And yeah, you'd think that Pittsburgh would figure out a way. But you'd think Cincinnati would as well. And I'm sure Dallas will too. And my guess would be that by the end of the summer, all three players will have their deals. But here we are in mid-June, and they currently don't.
Adam Schefter. Did you happen to see any of the tweets from our buddy Andrew Filippone there in Pittsburgh?
I did not.
About TJ Watt?
I saw a poll about who's better, Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers.
Baker Mayfield
by a mile.
Right now, Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback. That's what I would say.
No. What is he tweeting about?
All right, look at you.
About TJ Watt.
It's about TJ Watt. TJ Watt. He is very good. He is looking for a new contract because he doesn't have one. You know, in the case of a lot of these players, they're playing without a safety net. And for Watt and for Hendrickson, they're old enough to say, if I got hurt, it might be really over for me. Mm-hmm. So I'd like $65 million guaranteed right now. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And for TJ Watt, who has been one of the best players in football, defensive players in football, his cap hit this year is $30 million. He's on the fourth year of a four-year, $112 million deal, $28 million a year. So it's not like, hey, I want a raise. This is, what if they offered him three more years, $75 million? That's probably not enough. Maybe 3 years, $100 million, $35 million, $33 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a raise, and it's more guaranteed money. Andrew on TJ Watt posed a potential trade idea and said, in true Andrew fashion, he would crawl over broken glass with TJ Watt on his back and deliver him to Seattle, I think was the team.
Okay.
And the price for Watt was a first and a fourth. For a first and a fourth,
Detroit, by the way, was the team.
Detroit. Okay, Detroit.
Yeah.
Maybe because
a first and a fourth?
A first and a fourth.
Are you saying that's a good idea for the Bills?
I guess what I'm saying is you've got somebody that talks Steelers that's willing to take a trade.
Yeah.
And this is a player he says is the best in football, better than Garrett. He's constantly defending Watt. He's one of the best in football, better than Garrett. And would you want to make a trade for TJ Watt? The important, another part of this is it was a 2027 first in this potential trade offer. Not even next year's first. The year after for TJ Watt.
Okay. Is that because the Lions have their first, don't they?
I think so.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
You want to make that trade? You want to give up a first for TJ Watt?
Yes. Why, though, does he give me more pause than Hendrickson? Is it because of injury stuff with him? a little bit. He's not missed games though. Like he's played through injuries. He hasn't missed a full season or anything.
Did he miss the Bills playoff game?
He might.
I think he did.
Have.
I think he missed the Bills playoff game.
Yeah,
the last two Bills playoff games at home that were wins, very important players on the other team did miss. Of course, the Bills have been missing important players too, but T.J. Watt for the Steelers, I think he missed that game.
He did, yeah.
Okay, and Zay Flowers missed the Ravens game, of course. But Watt, all right, you want to kick around this idea? It's not quite let's get stupid because, you know, trade conversations are there. Watt's played pretty much every game except for the 2022 season. He missed six. But 15, 16, 16, 15, 15, 10, 17, 17. He's durable. 108 sacks in 121 games.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
All first team All Pros. Like he is a great player. He's an unbelievable player. There's no, you know, you could say a million things about how good he is. He's an elite pass rusher. He has been. He's arguably the best.
He's a game wrecker. He is. He's had a case to be made for defensive MVP.
Yeah.
He's a game wrecker. By comparison, let's just do Bosa by comparison, because Bosa 72 sacks in 107 games. He's a notch below. He's a tick below.
Mm-hmm.
Bosa's best season is 12 and a half sacks. Watt has gone past 12 and a half five times. 13, 14 and a half, 15, 22 and a half, 19, and an 11 and a half in there for good measure. It's like Watt is definitely a cut above Joey Bosa.
Yeah. There's also what it would say, man. It would be, that's a total, we are going all in for the Super Bowl right now. We don't have holes. Our offense last year set the franchise record in points, and we added at receiver with Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer. So now we're going to throw this at it. Like, we're not settling for, oh, well, maybe this guy with his injury history and Joey Bosa, maybe he'll stay healthy. And maybe three rookies that we added to the defensive line will be ready to go. And maybe this guy that plays all the positions will help us in a big way. Like those are to some degree, to different degrees, maybes. As you throw enough maybes at it, and you should get something that's going to help you. Watt is not a maybe.
No,
we're just adding the best pass rusher in football to our defensive line because we need to beat Kansas City, we need to beat Baltimore and Cincinnati, and we need to win the Super Bowl before Josh Allen turns 30 years old. We need to do it now, not waiting around anymore. Like, what it would say, I think, about where they think they are as a team, I think would be a lot. And, again, like, it would line up with their obsession of being a great team defensively, on the defensive line. Sean McDermott yesterday said that your success defensively starts with your defensive line. And, like, you could just say, well, that's how, you know, coach speak, whatever. But their actions line up with that. They kind of act like a team that thinks, like, our defensive line's got to be better than it is. It's got to be great. And they really haven't had it yet. So I think Watt would do a ton for the psyche of fans and thinking about them winning the Super Bowl and where they wanted to get better defensively.
People would say probably, like, they did this before with Vaughn. He's younger.
Right. He's 3-4 years younger.
He's younger, and he is not – I mean, Vaughn – had one major injury. Watt has not had that.
Right. He is not at a major injury.
Not
he's
yet.
Nagging injuries, but he hasn't had a major one. Vaughn's first season with the Bills, he's 33 years old. He had played 15 games the year before, but the year prior he missed the whole season.
Yeah. Watt's 31. This will be his age 31 season, so 2 years younger. The hardest part about any sort of Watt scenario is if Rodgers had said, I'm retiring, and their quarterback is Mason Rudolph, I think the Steelers, I mean, it would be very smart to trade Watt.
Yep.
But Rodgers is there, and they're going to try and win a playoff game.
And then there's the money part of it, which I don't know what type of ability the Bills have to add a whale right now.
Right. If cap hits $30 million, you'd have to do some work.
That's a lot of work because you need to have $30 million ready when you trade for him.
Right away.
And I believe they have two.
Right, that's right.
They have two?
Two.
I mean, I'm sure there are levers they can pull to free up that much if they really wanted to. They really needed to. But that seems like a lot to do to bring him in. I mean, it definitely feels like the type of move that you would have loved for them more at the beginning of the offseason, right? When Myles Garrett was available. It might have made, you know, a lot more sense. And they just, you know, we got to have our offseason. We're going to sign Joey Bosa. But we're going to wait to see if one of these guys shakes loose. You still don't know if one of them are going to shake loose. But doesn't mean I don't want the player.
Hold on. I
wouldn't love him for
I'm
going
to save $30 million right now. I'm going to extend Dawkins and save about $9 million. I'm going to...
You're going to extend McGovern.
Yeah, I'm going to extend McGovern.
Is his cap, it's like $9 million-something?
Sure. Yeah, it could save about $4 million.
Okay.
I'm going to...
So what's that? That's 13?
I'm at 13 so far.
So we're not even halfway there.
No, that's right. I'm working here.
James Cook?
I'm going to restructure Taron Johnson. I got 3.2.
Okay.
I'm going to cut Epenesa? No. Everyone wants to cut Epenesa. I'm going to trade him.
He's going to be in the trade because he's in everybody's
mock. Oh, that's right.
That's
a good point. So
unless you want to throw like James Cook in the trade.
Yeah, right. I'm going to, but you can't extend.
That's 5.7.
Hold on. I'm going to extend James Cook, 3.3. I just saved a little bit more there.
Okay.
I'm going to extend David Edwards. I saved another 2.
Is there something with Allen's contract you could do or no? Because they just signed him.
Joe, they just redid it.
I know, but like, there's probably something they could do with
it. There's no money on a restructure.
Nothing?
Okay. No. Hold on. Let me check cut. No, that would be bad.
Yeah, that'd be like $500 million of dead cap.
Also, you would not have Josh Allen.
What about the kicker?
Tyler Bass, yeah, let's do that. Tyler Bass, of course, the Bills are going to get a lot of money by restructuring their kicker.
What about releasing?
Okay.
No, I don't think you're getting
cut. You're saving 1.6.
All right. Well, you got to sign a kicker for probably 1.6.
I'm renegotiating,
so
and I got 1.9. All right. I really haven't made it that far to $30 million.
And that's like eight, nine things you've already attempted to do.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
So. Maybe they can
extend
do it.
Daquan Jones.
I don't think I want to do that.
Okay.
No. I don't think I want to do
extend
that.
Matt Milano. Extend Dawson Knox. Why stop now? Extending Dawson Knox, I got 6.6.
There's
got
to be like one big thing they could do, right? Or no.
18, 23. I got $30 million. All I did was I went to overthecap.com. I extended Dawkins, Knox, Milano, Daquan Jones, and Connor McGovern. It's important to lock up your own kids. And I got 15, 16, 19, 25, and extended Cook, I got 29. Extended David Edwards, I got 30. Boom. Done. TJ Watt's a Bill. You said it could. Where's my wizard hat?
That was a lot of things.
I'm a cap wizard.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think it's super likely.
It's tough to get there with what they've already done.
Well, these players don't get moved. That's another big part of this.
That.
Garrett didn't get moved. Crosby didn't get moved. I got Hendrickson and Watt still holding out, and they're probably not going to get moved. It's the way that it goes. 803-0550 to CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Hey, I agree with everything you're saying. I just have a question. I don't think anything the Bills do is wrong, but at what point – I know – last week you said, you know, you're waiting for the big bean move. I know they call him Big Baller Bean, but you're waiting for the next bean move. And yep. We didn't do it at receiver. My thing is, yes, we can make it happen, but I also called before, I used the word complacency. I don't think they're complacent, but I do think they lost their edge. I'm tired of being a nice guy in the AFC. We're never the guy that steps on anybody's throat in the playoffs when it comes to the big dogs. Like, we keep losing to either Bengals or the Chiefs or somebody random. Let's actually go get somebody and say, I don't care who you are, we're going to win. The Eagles grabbed Saquon Barkley. Did they need him? No. Would they have won the Super Bowl without him? I think so, based off that defense, personally. But they still went and got that guy. Let's go get that guy. He's available. We didn't do it this offseason. Whether we have the money or not, I guarantee he can make it. The GM can make it happen. Let's make it happen. Like, what are we waiting for? Yes, Josh Allen's getting older. Yes, we have obviously a plan to keep success long-term on this team every year. Like, we do good every year. We can have this conversation every year. But right now, let's go win. Like, the AFC is loaded. These teams aren't getting worse. They're getting better. Let's go win.
All right. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to does the opportunity present itself? The Bills could have been making calls about Myles Garrett, but if they don't want to take you up on that deal, then, you know, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that the GM still, of course, has it in there to swing big when the time is right.
Yep. That's the disappointing part, is maybe the time isn't right, and if one of these guys were going to get dealt, I'm not sure that they could do it. Because I do still think they need... I don't know. It's a maybe. I don't know how much better their defensive line is actually going to be. I hope it's better. I hope Landon Jackson's able to show up and produce right away and that Joey Bosa can play 14 games this year and then be healthy by the time the playoffs come. And that Michael Hoyt is going to be some Swiss Army knife playing a bunch of different positions and makes an impact. But how confident are we that their defensive line is actually going to show up and be like one of these monster defensive lines around the league? Like, I don't know. I'm not totally confident of that. More hopeful than I would say I'm confident of it. But if you added a guy like we're talking about, Watt or Hendrickson, I mean, I'm there. Because now I've got depth, and now I've got the star at the top of it.
Yep.
And I think they're just lacking that star pass rusher, and they kind of have been the whole time other than half a season with Von Miller, and we saw what that looked like.
It looked amazing.
It looked awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
And, you know, this coach and GM have been here for 90 games, 100 games of football, and I've had that for 8 of them. It's okay to me if your secondary's elite. If your secondary is elite, then I don't have as much desire for, oh, well, my defensive line's also got to be unbelievable. But, you know, there are question marks there too. A rookie maybe starting in a safety in year number 2 that I have no idea what I'm going to get there. And the other safety they seem to love, and I think he's probably only pretty good at best. So, you know, I'm hopeful that their defense is going to be a lot better than it was last year. But, like, tell me the player they've added defensively this year where you're lock solid sure that dude's going to be awesome.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who's the one guy? You wouldn't have one guy.
I don't have a lot.
You'd list off 8 for me.
You'd list off a bunch of pieces I think might work. Like, I'm really eager to see Hoyt. Since the moment they signed him, that's been the one to me. It's like, oh, I like this idea of what he might bring. And Hairston, there's a lot to like, you know?
Right. Like, those guys could do it. Those guys could do it.
But locks, no, they don't have one. They have a lock on offense to go to where they're supposed to. I mean, Shakir is the next step. Kincaid to his potential, Coleman to his potential, Palmer to be like, that guy.
I'd almost say I'm as sure Palmer will produce this year than I would say about any player they added on defense.
Yeah.
Like more sure. Because a lot of it's the Bosa injury. If Bosa didn't have these injury problems and already wasn't there, I mean, I guess he wouldn't be on the team. It's part of the reason he's available. You know, he'd be my answer. But I can't count on that. Palmer is pretty good, and they committed to him, and he plays outside, which I think they kind of lack. So, like, of all the players, I know, like, their offseason was all about defense, and they did the most things on defense. But I think if you ask the player they've added this offseason that I'm most sure will make an impact for them, I think I'd say Palmer. And, like, their only offensive ad of the year, him and Moore.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe, it's Joe's birthday.
It's my birthday, and I found the exercise that makes me feel the most old.
Burpees.
No.
Sorry. I know burpees. What you meant. Listen.
Yes, and you're doing burpees.
A moment for burpees. Burpees
wait, round of applause. He doesn't even get that.
Oh. Burpees are the worst.
Burpees are tough.
I do plenty of exercising in my life in the last 30. And yeah. Nothing is worse than burpees. Burpees are the worst.
Ooh, is nothing worse than burpees?
Planking's pretty bad.
How long? A plank for a minute and a half.
On how long?
Or do four burpees? I'll pick the plank. Burpees are terrible.
Yeah, nobody enjoys.
Especially when you get burpees. As you get older, my hips don't do that anymore.
What about just a straight pull up?
Would rather do a pull up than a burpee.
Okay.
Sorry, I hijacked.
No, I think I agree with you.
I hijacked your point. You're like an exercise, and I went to the burpees because I was.
We started talking about actual exercises.
So, what is the exercise that makes you feel old?
The exercise making me feel old is one that my brother started texting me. Is running backs that I am the same age or older than.
Mm.
And let me tell you, that's not a fun exercise. How about me being the same age as Todd Gurley?
Who's been out of the league for, a couple of years?
Nothing's made me feel older today yet than him telling me I'm the same age as Todd Gurley. Right, how long has he been out of the league? 5 years?
I was going to say, in fantasy years, Gurley's like 85.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Same age as Sony Michel.
Yeah, in fantasy years. We got to start using that phrase, fantasy years. Zeke. How old is Zeke?
Zeke's 29.
Wow. In fantasy years, he's like 50.
How is that dude only 29? He's 34. I'm older than Ezekiel Elliott.
You always have been.
True. Leonard Fournette.
Oh.
Dalvin Cook.
Good old playoff Lenny.
Marlon Mack.
Who? Colts?
That's a fantasy pull, I guess.
That's a deep one.
Running backs. Running backs is the way to feel old.
30 years old.
Like for you. Like you could still look up at Aaron Rodgers and be like, I'm not that old. There's a guy near my age still playing in the NFL. But if I were to start looking up 46-year-old running backs, I bet you would feel like 100.
Hold on. Let me try to nail one 46-year-old running back, okay?
Okay.
So I'm born in 1979. That means that running...
You're 46, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 46 next month.
40, okay.
Oh, sorry. In 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. 2 weeks, I turned 46. So I was born in 79.
Okay.
That means the running back... is drafted like 99 or 2000, right there.
Okay.
So a running back that's going to be drafted around, because you're 20 or you're 21 or 22, so a 2001 running back. LaDainian Tomlinson's probably my age.
Yes, 2001 draft, yep.
Is he 45, about to be 46?
He is 45.
There you go.
So he's younger than you.
When's his birthday?
June 23rd.
Yeah, I got a guy 2 days away from me. Somebody else. That's a new game. This is a new party game. An athlete as close to your age as possible.
Yeah.
I missed by two days.
That's pretty darn good. But Josh, as Josh would tell you, as you missed the 4 minute mark by 4 seconds yesterday, talking about James Cook. You actually were wrong.
Listen, if you score a goal 4 seconds after a period ends, the referee doesn't award you the goal.
Right. What he's saying is what you just did, even with Tomlinson, is you hit a buzzer beater shot, but the ball left your hand 0.2 seconds after the buzzer.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. It's dead.
What these two?
No, it's pretty impressive.
What these two are talking about is yesterday. I said as we signed off the show, we're gonna find out that James Cook's at training camp 4 minutes after we're done, and 3 minutes and 56 seconds after I said that, Rappaport tweeted it.
Yeah, and he probably took him 20 seconds to type it out.
It takes you 4 seconds to read it,
right? So no, you got a guy within 2 days of your birthday. Other running backs in that draft class, I'd imagine they're all close to the same.
Okay, Tomlinson goes
fifth overall.
Yeah, fifth
there
overall.
There were three first round running backs that year.
Okay, 2001 Curtis Enos.
No,
is he 2000 Penn State? Is he earlier than that? Who else is in that 2000? That's not Kajana Carter.
No.
He's earlier than that, too.
Yeah. There were three second-round running backs, by the way, two of which played for the Bills.
Second-round running backs in the 2001 draft?
Yep. Three first-round picks and two second-round picks.
Travis Henry?
Travis Henry. And then the A-Train.
Anthony Thomas.
The other two first-round running backs, New Orleans.
Ricky Williams?
Nope.
Deuce McAllister.
See, that's not as bad as I thought this would have gone. Like, Deuce McAllister, I remember Deuce McAllister.
Isn't he coaching a college team?
Is he? I don't know.
And who's the other?
Michael Bennett. Minnesota, not a player I have any memory of.
He was drafted by the Vikings?
Yep. How about Lamont Jordan?
Yeah, very little.
Yeah, this isn't as bad for you as I thought it would be.
I want you guys.
The year before, Sean Alexander.
I want you guys to play the game of find an athlete just as old as you, and I dare you to get within 2 days. Granted, it was kind of an accident because I didn't know his birthday was in June. But
right, June 23rd.
Man, he's almost one of my birthday bros.
Almost.
Carlos Delgado is. So is Jonas Enroth.
He keeps going back to Carlos Delgado.
It's one of the ones I remember. He's tweeted happy birthday to me. You know, we're friends.
Yeah.
I've got
Delgado or Enroth?
Both.
Both?
They're both birthday bros.
But have tweeted.
Oh, I've texted Jonas happy birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I had his number. I don't remember why.
I can tell you off air. It's not an Enroth story. Just it's the third time he's come up this week for me.
Yeah.
I was on a podcast in Sweden talking about the Sabres earlier in the year, and he came up because he still plays there, I guess. And then a friend of mine said that they went to Enroth's wedding.
Oh. I think he just had a baby. Chase Young.
April 14th, 1999.
You just looked it up? You didn't play the game?
Yeah, you didn't play
the game. You said to look it up.
I said to play the game.
He played the game totally
wrong. I thought this was playing the game.
You're totally wrong.
You don't just Google who was born near my birthday. I went back in time. I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to be about 20 years old, that's the 99 draft, 2000, yeah. 2001. How about Tomlinson? You just Googled the day? Jeez.
I thought we had to just look around and figure it out. That's kind of part of the game. You have to figure out who's close to you.
That's not a game. That's just Googling.
You just searched it.
Terrible. This is. If we had a penalty box, we would have to send Josh to it right now.
Jeez. Owen, you want to play
Owen's
the game?
In the penalty box.
I'll play the game. I have not searched up
any dates.
Yeah. I was thinking my first thought was my draft class, my NHL draft class.
Okay.
The first name that I thought of that I remember I think might be an early birthday is Timothy Stützle.
Okay.
So I don't know if look it up now or if someone else wants.
Watch him. I'm already on it. Apparently I'm the Google master.
Well, I guess so. Yeah. Watch him get Stützle to a day.
January 4th.
January 4th of 2002?
2002.
Okay. You're 11 days off.
Whoa! Look at us!
That's pretty good.
January 15th of 2002.
Look at us!
There we go.
See, if you play the game the right way, Josh, you get credit.
Well, I know one off the top of my head that I did not Google is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. He's April 5th, I think.
Okay, and you are?
April 16th.
Okay, 11 days.
All right.
What a game we've invented here for Joe's birthday.
How close to your birthday can you get an athlete? Luukkonen, by the way, March 9th.
Oh.
No.
Wrong again.
All right,
you're terrible at this game.
He needs the Google.
How good do you think it could be at it with golfers?
Golfers my age?
Pro golfers.
Very bad.
Very bad?
Draft year locks you in a 3-year window.
You feel kind of
confident.
Because you're within a range. No one's going to be.
I mean, you told me NFL running backs. That means I could go NBA players. I could go NHL players.
Yeah, that's right.
Draft makes it key. A golfer that's 45? Oh, Dustin Johnson? How old is he? I saw he says he's still got years left. He wants to get back to the grind and find his game again.
He's 40.
Okay.
He should start playing golf more than 6 times a year if he wants to do that.
All right. We'll get a break in because we're very, very late. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Happy early birthday, LaDainian Tomlinson. Less than 2 weeks away. And happy birthday to Joe. Call Joe and wish happy birthday, right? Why not? Go for it. We have open lines. You can give him advice.
Memories of your 30th.
Yeah. All right. Break time here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.